Hello everyone, we welcome you to the 15th session, 15th chapter of Human Resource Management. This chapter is all about human resource records, accounting, audit and research. We are all in the global world, a world of knowledge. We have a computerized system of human resource recording. The personal records of every employee is recorded and documentation is maintained online. And this particular documentation, which is maintained online, is utilized by the organization to carry out its various functions. Personal records and reports, they provide valuable information to related to every aspect of human resource in the organization. This information includes information like date of birth, qualification, family, the experience which the employee possesses, the employee history, grade changes, salary levels, appraisal comments, training which the person has attended, absenteeism record, the organizational or department level information, and every other information which the employee possesses. Now, all this information is very vital for the growth of the organization. It helps us to give and retrieve and records for employee turnover, employee welfare. It also helps us to provide data for payroll, for HR surveys, trainings, and for grievance record and suggestions. These records, they act as cards or in form of files or floppies or disk or video films. The personal records or HR reports are based on these reports, the HR would be taking in vital decisions for the organization, such as timely reports of production or schedules which are to be formulated. All this would be on the basis of the personal or the HR reports. Now, the computerization of human records, you can also have a check on how many people are actually coming into the organization. If there is a lot of absenteeism in the organization, how do we deal with it? How do we tackle it? If we need to take in some remedial action, we need to take in now. So, headwise counting per department on a monthly basis, it gives us a fair idea about how many people are actually willing to stay in the organization and how will it affect our production of the organization or any other service which we are providing, how would that be affected. We could also take into consideration the resignations, retirements, and all this information is vital in manpower planning or knowing what is the future requirement of the organization, if any. Now, there are two particular reports. One is the regular or routine reports which provide in the rate of labor turnover, the extent of absenteeism. There are also periodic reports which are being generated, and this contains information on the internal as well as external training programs, appointments, transfers, separations, employee grievances, employee problems, all are being notified. And these are periodic reports, and these periodic reports are generated as and when the top management feels they require this information. So it could be department wise, it could be for the entire organization. At times, wherever need be, we could put that across. Human resource information system. Now, human resource information system is used to collect, it is used to record in, store in, analyze in, and retrieve in data, which is very important, as and when required by the organization. Now, this formal definition as defined by Kaving, Uten and Tanabeam, human resource information system is a system which is used to acquire in, it is used to store, we used to manipulate, analyze, retrieve, distribute the information regarding organization's human resource. So it is not simply about hardware, it is not associated with software. It includes information like people, forms, the policies, procedures, as well as the data of the organization. So the whole purpose is to provide service. It is to provide to the clients and the users information which is required. It is the ready-to-use information which the person could use first-handed. Hence, human resource information system is a very systematic procedure of collecting in, storing in, maintaining in, retrieving and validating the data required by an organization, especially by the HR department. And personal activities and the characteristics of this particular department. Now, what are the objectives of human resource information system? Firstly, it's a method by the organization to collect, analyze and report information about employees as well as their jobs. HRIS is a database. It offers in adequate, comprehensive and ongoing information about people as well as about their job. Now, let's take an example. If you have a very small organization, we need not bother about a human resource information system. But since we are working on a global platform, let's take an example of Google. Google works on a global platform throughout the world. Now, they need to spread in, they need to have their information which is tallied. They need to have a clear idea about where all and how all are their people placed. What is the skill set that each person possesses and how could an organization or the HR department use those people or utilize their human resource to the fullest maximum extent. Now, it also provides accurate and updated information. Now, what is the need for human resource information system? Manual records, as we know, does not offer us up-to-date information at a very short notice. So, this is fulfilled by human resource information system. Information could not be easily acceptable, centralized recording is not possible. So this is fulfilled by human resource information system. Now the analysis of data is time consuming and if you are doing it manually, it might not be accurate also. Hence, at a short notice and if you require some data to take in some decision in the favor of the organization, human resource information system provides us that particular data. Many organizations nowadays are using computer-based information system. It's faster, reliable. It gives us a complete idea about where its people are placed and how are they being currently utilized. It is the information which is required. Instead of a manual system, we are all maintaining this particular information online. So software may be custom designed or it may be having some ready-made application system also. Now, certain software companies, they provide in off-the-shelf kind of programs which are there. Some companies prefer that everything is customized for their own organization. So depending on your budget which you are ready to allocate to generating a human resource information system or applying it to your organization, you could get customized packages or a complete ready-made package which you could just apply to your organization. So there are a number of factors which go into actually choosing the right kind of software for yourself. So human resource information system software application, it's actually available in the market. It helps in tracking in your manpower. It helps in knowing the future requirements of the organization. It provides some basic information or generic information about your employees, their payrolls, what is your retail funds, what's your compensation, budgeting, performance management, time and attendance, turnover analysis, health insurance and succession planning also. That means who would be taking in next after a senior person has retired over. So the HR department, it must develop its policies, procedures so that it protects the identity of human resource information system. Only an authorized HR is the one who is supposed to have access to all this particular information. Now, what are the advantages of a computerized HR system? There is no requirement or reduction in clerical expenditure since it's a very automatic system and reports and graphs and standardized way of documenting everything. A large portion of clerical work and its cost is decreased. So it is a one-time investment which helps the organization to stay updated. It provides information for your training and development also. So an HR system, HRIS, if used properly, it provides valuable information about what all training activities you have carried on. Financial planning. So relevant information about planning, negotiating of union contracts, if there are any MOUs signed in, how does it impact your salary and what are the benefits that you gain out of it? Implementation of salary increases, benefit coverage of fringe benefits that are being offered to you, premium calculations are all obtained very easily at a click of a button from Human Resource Information System. It's very flexible. With the cost of every employee and the satisfaction which they have, flexible benefit options have become increasingly popular, which means catering to the needs of every employee. Maintaining and changing employee benefits has become a beneficiary information, and it's a tough task without having any automated system. Attendance and reporting as well as analysis. So tracking the employee who is sick, who has a lot of casual leaves and privileged leaves which are possible, it plays a very important and crucial role in controlling what is the expense of the employer. So based on their payroll, their vacation actuarials, how much are they entitled for during their travel to and fro, this usage can be very easily tracked down. And research shows that absenteeism can be reduced when an employee knows that he or she is being monitored thoroughly. So if you have your data available at every time, attendance reporting is possible to be reduced. A statutory report for organizations, we follow a lot of laws. And these laws are it requires a lot of statutory reports to be generated from our end. Now, provisions show that statistical information can be centralized, and this particular data can be retrieved to HRIS very easily. So it ensures efficiency and accuracy for reporting. Now, human resource accounting is a process of one, identifying and measuring data about human resource and communicating this information to the parties who are interested. It is usually the stakeholders who are interested in retrieving all the data. So human resource accounting not only measures in for all the costs which are associated with recruitment, with placement, training of the employees, but also what is the economic value of the people in the organization. This information is very vital at the times of mergers. What happens is, what is the valuation of my company? When we do that for inventory, it is very easy. But when we do it for human resource, and what is the value of my human resource or the people of my organization, they play a vital and crucial role in knowing the value of people. Now, the concept of human resource accounting is rather new. It was started in India. It took root somewhere in 1976. It is based on the traditional concept that all expenditures of human capital is treated as charge and revenue is treated as an asset. So it does not create any physical asset, but this particular charge is being taken in. So what the charge or the capital that we have invested to the revenue, this particular yield ratio is being taken into consideration. As we all know, the 5 M's of production, manpower or people of the organization or man in the organization or human resource in the organization, we can call it by any other name. But people in the organization are the most crucial, important, vital information. And these are the people who can enhance the level of the organization. Accounting for people was firstly taken up in the IT sector by Infosys, and they have been flourishing ever since. Now, human resource accounting means people in your organization are treated as a resource, and the measurement of the cost and the value of people in the organization. And we can also ensure that private firms, public firms, All of them use this information to recruit, select, hire, train, develop employees, and judge what is the economic or the financial value of the organization. Now, human resource accounting is to identify, report investments made in the human resource for conventional practices as well as the other practices. So basically, information system that tells the management the overtime which is recurring by the human resource of the organization. So cost and the value of the human factor of the organization. Now, systems may be both internal as well as external. Now, retrieving relevant data for recruitment, training and other development decisions for the investors or suppliers, lenders, and externally we could use it as a financial statement. So, information about this could be put up in our balance sheet also. So, human resource accounting is a man-made art. Its principles and procedures have been evolving over a period of time. And it helps the business to manage its reports and to portray itself to public and all the other stakeholders. There are four factors in production: man, material, money and land. And last of them are manageable and mendable, but human resource is subject to accounting, and it has not been it is an underrated kind of a system. Now, over the years, it's gaining a lot of ideas, and people are very open to this system, wherein we are considering human resource to be an active source of accounting. Now, much of the work on accounting in human resource, primarily it focuses on development or validation of human resource accounting concepts. Now, the traditional practice was all human resource or all capital of human resource is expenditure. And immediately changing about the income, it's not consistent with the treatment which is comparable to the physical outlays. Now, the American Accounting Association, they have criticized this practice of assigning zero value to an asset and stating costs should be capitalized when they are incurred in order to yield future benefits and when such benefits can be measured. Now, management it strives in continuously to gain in maximum efficiency. Earlier, only private organizations were getting into this. Government organizations were a little deterrent about getting into it. But later it was noticed that ONGC, you name any organization, they have found this very important method to be analyzed and to be examined into their financial statement. It ensures that there is maximum efficiency obtained in the organization. So these statements, they include balance sheet of the physical assets into cash components, receivables, inventory and plant are being recorded. So these statements are normally not mentioned in the productive capacity of the workers or goodwill of the company. Now, human resource accounting is the art of evaluating, recording and presenting a very systematic work of human resource in the books of accounting of an organization. So it's primarily a system of information which informs the management what are the changes which are taking place in the human resource of an organization. Now, according to the definition of Stephen Coffin, HRA is a measure of quantitative human resource organizational inputs such as recruitment, training, experience as well as commitment with the organization. Eric Flamhons, on the other hand, he has defined human resource accounting as the measurement of what is the cost and the value for the people of the organization. Now, HRA is not merely recognizing that people have value, but also includes from the management end, how can we increase their value, how can we use them quality wise as well as quantity wise, how can we ultimately enhance it. So the main objective of human resource accounting system is to provide cost value information for making proper decisions or effective decisions about acquiring it, about allocating, developing, maintaining human resource in order to achieve a cost-effective organizational objective. Now, to aid the development of management principles, a proper decision has to be made for the future for classifying financial consequences of various practices. To have an analysis of human resource accounting, whether such the assets that we have, whether they are conserved, are they depleting, or are they really appreciating. Now, to effectively monitor human resource, we have management who takes care of it. And all in all, it helps us to find the valuation of human resource, record it, and we have to record it in the books of account formally, and a disclosure of this information is shown in a financial statement, which is released out to all the stakeholders from time to time. Now, what are the advantages that we are going through human resource accounting? It checks the corporate plan. Corporate plan aiming, what are we trying to do next? Are we expanding? Are we diversifying into some other area? Are we into changing into technological growth? Reliance was not into having their own taxi service. Its main competitors now, when they are getting into the market, are Ola. We have they have another competition, which was earlier by the yellow and black taxis, as we have the normal cab system that we have. Since Reliance is now getting into this particular system, or they are diversifying and entering into a new market arena. So expansion, where you are moving from one location and expanding to other horizons, changes in technological growth, all this has to be worked out with the availability of human resource. Since Reliance was not into taxi service or providing in cabs online, the kind of people, the drivers which they need to associate it with, all these, the human resource requirement of the organization is changing. So, how are we going to place them? How are we going to provide key positions? So, if such manpower is not likely to be available, we need to actually prepare more people and suggest modification of the entire corporate plan. So, how are we going to take in people? If there are no people available, then we might not get into such a system. It was also seen that Navi Mumbai requires a lot of doctors. Doctors were available, which and these positions could be easily filled up. But another problem which was posed in front of hospitals which were starting in Navi Mumbai is, we had a dire need for nurses. Nurses who were qualified, nurses who had experience, and nurses who were ready to join in the area of Navi Mumbai. Now, what they did was, they had a very flexible system. They had a flexible system of incorporating as many nurses as possible, and to available to make nurses feasible, they started giving a higher pay package. Higher pay package attracted a lot of nurses. The system of interviewing was made very simple, and recruitment process as well as selection process was made entirely easy and cakewalk for everyone. Only one last interview was being taken by top management. Rest all of it was nothing for a nurse to come in, which made it possible for the corporate plan to be implemented. If we really didn't find so many nurses, starting a hospital did not make sense until and unless we have a qualified paramedical staff with us. Now, there are some certain offset uncertainties and change which enable us to think about the right person for the right job at the right time and right place. So individually, a person who is a part and who is aspiring to promote their benefits also, how are we going to do that? So it aims to see human involvement in the organization. It is not getting wasted, and it brings higher returns for the organization. How is it going to help us for tomorrow? How are we going to increase our productivity is also an important question. It provides different methods of testing, interview method, selection procedures, which are based on the level of skill which the person, qualification which the person has, experience of future human requirements. So how can we foresee the change in values, aptitude, attitude, human resource, and accordingly, how do we change our interpersonal techniques of management? Now, it also provides scope for advancement, scope for development, and effectively use our training and development program. Now, human resource audit is basically a tool which the organization is using and the objectives. It controls and qualifies the results, but it also helps in widening up perspective and it helps in achieving the future lines of HRM. So it must be established and taken care of really well. Now, to secure our operational efficiencies, users, clients, and the HR department, it is a very important function. The practitioners of ethics, they face an ethical dilemma in areas of employee hiring. Now, it is because we have a lot of pressure as a consultant to hire in people within a stipulated targeted time. Now, because we have this particular pressure, what the HR does is people who are easily available, probably relatives, friends, a higher placed executive, we try to just place them in that particular box. Now, another area is of employment where trouble starts is we have a lot of fake credentials of job applicants. Now, while this discovery of fabrication is usually we find it out and we ask the employee to leave, but because the applicant is now proving to be best fit for the organization, what we try to do is still accept the employee and keep him. Privacy issues. A lot of people, personal life or unwarranted action is being or not being protected. So employees believe that my own religious, political, social behavior and personal lifestyle is something which is private and should be protected from anyone analyzing or snooping. Now, exceptions are permitted and job involvement is there, which is clearly involved into it. Now, it might be very inappropriate to actually peek into someone else's private life. And if we are discussing that with a competitor through email message or specifications of a newly developed product which we are coming up with, which is into wraps and not yet launched. So, this might actually cause a hazard to the organization. So safety and health, much of the industrial workers, and it might become hazardous for the organization. So it is because of the extensive use of speedy, noisy machinery, production processes which are there, they acquire higher temperature and we depend a lot on chemical compounds for it. So accidents, injuries, illnesses, they occur because of the constant exposure to such substances. And over the past decades, accidents and illnesses have emerged. We cannot think of a life without medicine. It includes faster safety problems, office injuries, restructuring and layoffs consequently have become very relevant because of poor management. We could not gauge right from the start if we required people or didn't require people, and then we just start taking people in as an annual routine. And then we realize we've hired a lot more people than required. So how do we manage it? So we go in for layoffs, which was earlier an unethical practice, but over a period of time, we have incorporated that as a part of us. There are ethical implications by terminating someone or taking action against someone. Now, restructuring, if you're closing down an entire plant, which means this news would be known for everyone, and layoffs are ethically important now. So if you're conducting something in a very fair and equity, in a very unbiased kind of environment, the dignity of an individual is taken care of and the action becomes ethical.